Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Kerwin Fajardo, Dylan Sainsbury, and Doug Weedar. Coming up on TMS, Pencilhead Ibbot.
Digging the Dugs.
Congratulations, you Jewish.
You boo. Sorry. You boo, it's what you do.
Vermin Herzog.
Wet helicopter blades.
Dig Dug Jones.
Tank top vibes.
I gotta move down my ding.
And then there's Moth.
What kind of a deal, Wade?
Statler and Waldorf are never alone.
Sticking his head into his hole.
Thick Batman.
Airing of the Call Now grievances and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
It's hard to believe Christmas is almost here, but at Mervyn's, I can still find great last-minute gifts for under $25.
Well, I'd expect a ransom demand somewhere in the next 48, probably for some real cheese.
The Morning Stream.
Ah, that's the level of stupid we're looking for. Good morning and welcome to TMS. It's the Morning Stream for Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. I am Scott Johnson. That is Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
I am indeed.
Good morning. We're both hopped up on matcha tea shots.
Oh, not me. No, oh. I ran out last week. My next batch is on order, so I'm a little...
Yeah.
Heaven help my to-do list today without that green crack in a glass.
I was going to say, are you jonesing for a hit? Are you feeling
I'm
it?
Not. No. I'm not. I just, I'm, you know, eager to either take the placebo advantages of it or the real actual advantages of it. But right.
Either way, you win. That's the thing.
It did help me knock down some of my to-do lists, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of surprised by that. I didn't think it would be like that, but you know,
it's unusual when a thing is promoted as having a certain effect and then actually does the thing that you were told it would do. It's nice.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Doesn't happen that often anymore. I feel like most things are lies. I turn on TV, if I have a TV and I turn it on, yeah, especially some kind of live thing, and a commercial mm-hmm. comes on and goes, I don't know, ask your doctor if you can stick this up your A or not or whatever. I don't believe any of it.
Some people totally help you lose weight and won't kill you later on.
That's
we
right.
promise.
You're definitely not going to get some sort of horrible
That's right.
stomach cancer from what we're making you eat. Well, anyway, we're here. We're gonna dive in. We have a lot to do and
so much to do. By the way, I love that Fargo clip. I recognize Dave Foley in that clip because we're 2 episodes in and we're loving it so far.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yeah. Dave Foley's character is something.
It really is. Yeah.
There's a whole lot of like whatever. This is what Fargo does. They take these characters. Sometimes their most interesting, juicy bits are these weird side characters you don't really get. Yeah. That much, you know, exposition.
Yeah,
about.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I don't know anything about this character, but I'm fascinated by them every time they're on screen.
Like, all you need is a quick shot of him with that weird freaking, it's not even a normal eye patch. Like, what is that thing?
Yeah, right.
Oversized beige thing on this. He's so weird. Anyway, that's funny because yesterday, last night, Nick and I watched Fargo, the movie, because that was next on our.
Is that part of his, like, you've never seen Nick Edition?
Yep. And he loved it. And
of course.
Felt stupid for sitting on it for so long. And I'm like, well, don't worry, because now you got 5 plus seasons, almost 6 full seasons of this great right, content.
Exactly.
It made me want to go binge it again. That's how much I came out of the back end of that going, oh, I should just like, as soon as this new season's over, I might go back and go,
yeah,
and watch through it again.
I can see that because I feel like there's a lot. I mean, I don't feel like I missed anything in those first seasons, but I feel like there's more stuff that I would pick up on in those first seasons.
Right. And the other thing he said to me, and I think you came up in this conversation because he goes, I get it now where half these weird things you say around dinner and stuff, I now get where they come from when I see these movies. And I said, really? Like what? And he goes, like the I am cooperating Wade, or that's my deal, deal. And I said, yeah, Brian's the one that kept reminding me that the my deal thing was kind of the peak of it. So you came up in that context, but we were just talking about how that movie's full of these lines you can repeat. What's funny is 90% of the time, the line is not what we think it is.
Right. Yeah, we remember it differently than the actual line itself. It's the play it again, Sam, of our memories.
Yeah, when she says yesterday in the car, she's got Peter Stormare in there, and she says, in my mind, she says, so that's your friend back there in the chipper then. That's what I think she says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She doesn't say that. She says...
What does she say?
Oh, I should have recorded it. She says something to the effect of like, I assume that was Mrs. Lundegaard there on the floor in the cabin, and that was your friend, or that was your accomplice in the chipper. And then something about some other body that got... Anyway, she's lamenting the fact that all this is such a waste of life or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's not even close to that line, but I'll still always say it that way. Or the closest we get is, the heck do you mean? He does say that a lot.
Oh, sure, yeah, right.
But like
he
never
say, it's my deal, Wade, it's my deal.
He talks about his deal all the time, but he never says the phrase, it's my deal, Wade, my deal.
Oh,
never
really? Okay, wow.
So but it doesn't matter to me because it's still, to me, that embodies the conversation with Wade, you know?
Got a little Arby's on you? That's still in there, right? No,
it's different. He says, she's eating Arby's with him in the office, and she gets some on her. And he's looking at her kind of funny, and she goes, oh, what's the matter? I get a little Arby's on me. She talked about herself.
Okay, wow. So apparently I really need to go back and watch it myself.
It's really weird. Like, I was having a funky experience with it, but it was so much fun to watch again. That movie, I mean, I've seen it 10, 12 times. I don't know how many times, but man, Fargo, dude. Oh,
yeah.
He's a funny, the little guy was kind of funny looking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, the one thing I can't figure out, the Chinese American guy that she went to school with, that she meets downtown while she's in the Twin Cities.
Oh, Margie.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, I still, to this day, cannot figure out what was the point of any of that arc. There's no point to it. Like, other than it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And weird, and you don't know really what his deal is, and there's no real resolution to it. He's the ultimate chick in the bucket. There's nothing there.
He doesn't... Nothing about that comes up later on.
It's just so weird.
I guess to show that she's a desired woman.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't figure that part out. So still flummoxes me.
It just deepens her character, I guess, right?
Well, you know how the series, every season has a thing that alludes to almost a supernatural element?
Yeah.
And it's on purpose. So it's the alien stuff in two, season one. I don't remember what it was. But there's always like some weird thing. And in the new one, I think it's, I don't want to, it might be a spoiler.
Yeah, don't give anything away. Yeah.
But there's always something like that. And so maybe that was supposed to be that, like this discordant thing in the middle that makes no connective sense to anything. And that's part of the tradition of Fargo. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Easily could be.
Can't figure it out. Anyway, it was great and we loved it. We got to talk about our favorite Dougs, and the reason we have to do that is we got a voicemail about it. This is Doug, who won something and then immediately called in and then asked us this question, so here you go.
Hey, Scott and Brian, this is Doug from Philly. Yes, that Doug from Ryan Holtz and Doug, the soon-to-be-announced TV show, comedic duo. But I was so excited. First time calling in, but I got a random email that said, congratulations, you've won, and I'm usually about 3 or 4 days behind TMS, and I finally listened to the episode, and I was cracking up. That was a great morning half-asses there. But Brian actually touches this. I was curious if you guys could tell me your favorite Doug from TV show or movie. It's a weird, it's a blessing and a curse that I have this name, but it's a common but very oddly named name that you come across in movies. That no Doug is ever a normal person in movies. So I'm curious who your favorite Doug is. You guys do pretty good. Pretty good. Love the show, though, guys. Take care.
So famous Dougs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Doug Jones would be right up there. He's
yeah, that's a good one.
Doug and the Slugs, if we're going music wise, the late great Doug, lead singer of Doug and the Slugs.
Oh yeah, that would work. I mean, those count, right? Because movies, we're talking either characters or real people.
Yeah, I know. He said movies or TV. Oh, did he say character? I think because actors count.
He said right? Movies or TV, but it could be actors. Name Doug. Yeah. It's fine. Like Doug Stanhope, the comedian. He's pretty funny.
Sure, he's good.
Yeah.
The dog Doug.
Oh yeah, Doug the Squirrel. Dog. Yeah, Squirrel yeah, Doug is Doug real good. I think Doug the cartoon character Doug was all right.
I never saw it. Okay. I know who he is, but I've never seen an episode of that. Wes, you're right. Dig Dug, freaking great. Love Dig Dug, but I don't know if we can count Dig Dug. That feels like it could be a stretch.
Well, is Dig Dug's? How does that Doug spell his name?
Isn't it Dug?
I think it's Dugg, isn't it? Or I may be wrong.
Are you talking about the dog? Or are you talking about the video game?
The video game character.
1G.
Yeah. Is it just 1G?
Well, 2 G's if you count the one at the end of Dig and the one at the end of Doug.
Yeah, 2 G's total. So,
2 G's total.
Right. But I don't know. Yeah, you know what? He counts. It says Doug. He counts. You know what? He's my pick. I'm picking Dig Doug. I like him.
You're picking Dig Doug?
Yeah.
We don't even know if that's Dig Doug's real name. Like, that, you know, we just call him Dig Doug.
Let's find out. Dig Doug, Maze arcade video game developed by Namco, blah, blah, blah. let's see. Dig Doug. Okay, upon release, it was well received, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to find. Here we go. Gameplay. Your protagonist. Oh, the player controls protagonist Dig Doug.
Okay.
That's his name. He's
that's
also
the character's name.
In Japan, he's called Teizo Hori. Okay. Doesn't really roll off the tongue the same.
Sure he is, yeah.
Yeah. And then he inflates things and blows them up and, you know.
Pukas and Figars, yeah.
Oh my lord, you know names of things I don't know.
I know. I love that game. Trumps Rocks.
Great. It's an amazing game. Dig Dug 2, terrible game. but to me, the name Doug is like Carl or Phil.
Yeah.
A great,
you can
great
always
name.
Rely on a Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, name a Doug you can't rely on. I can't think of one. And it's a great
Doug McKenzie is a good. A couple of people have said Doug McKenzie. I mean, it's like saying Waldorf is your favorite Muppet. You can't just say Waldorf. You can't just say Doug McKenzie.
Interesting.
It's Bob and Doug, and it's Statler and Waldorf, and
but you can't
one
say,
without the other is lesser.
You can't say Beaker and Honeydew. You can say Beaker and Honeydew separately because they kind of stand on their own. But if you do Statler and Waldorf separately, you're losing something, right?
You're losing something. Yeah.
Because I don't think you need.
Yeah, I think Beaker,
you don't need Honeydew for Tab Beaker. You can have Beaker without Honeydew, right. Or you can have sure, Honeydew without Beaker. They are great together. Don't get me wrong.
They're great together, but they've done stuff where you just get a Beaker or you just get Bunsen Honeydew.
Yeah, and they're some of the greatest characters of all time.
Yeah, I think Doug Jones is going to be mine. So you got Dig Doug. I got Doug Jones.
Okay. Who will probably
play. We just saw him in Batman. Maybe like the earliest thing we ever saw him in was one of those little skinny clowns in Batman.
Yeah, it would have been 92. So, yeah. I mean, what else would he have done before that we'd know about anyway? Oh, right. I know. We saw it on FilmSack. Or when's that later? Well, what was the one where he showed up at a fair and he... Oh, Mystery Men. When did that come out?
Oh, right.
He was I don't remember.
89?
Is that later?
Was it later? Maybe it was later. You know what? It was later.
I don't remember.
Because that's what gave us Smash Mouth. So, yeah.
Oh, 99.
2005.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 99. Jeez. So not that much later. Wow.
No, but the truth is, I think you're dead on. I think that's like early Doug Jones. It's as early as you get. Let's see. Yeah. You know what? Dig Doug and Doug Jones. We've answered your question, Doug.
Here we go. Yep.
Yeah. And you, Doug there.
Yeah.
And,
you know, that immediately puts you up at the near the top because you're such a great Doug. How can we not like you?
That's right. It's impossible not to. All right. Yeah. The other thing that happened that was weird, I haven't talked about this much, but with this head cold sinus infection thing has been shitty, but one of the side effects of it has been some really vivid weirdo dreams.
Oh, sure.
Most of which aren't worth bringing up here because they're just nonsense. But I had one last night that I must share.
Okay.
Because you're in it. And so was Shane Maddox, a.k.a. Shaved Maddox, Mad Cox, or however he puts his name in the thing. spinning around with a phone, Shane.
Yeah.
What's funny is he does a bit of a spinning in this, but in a way you wouldn't expect. But anyway, in this dream, Brian is a gigantic pencil.
Okay.
So you are literally you, but your head is a straight thing and then shaved down to a point pencil with the lead at the top and the wood. And
so
my
head is at the pencil end, not at the eraser end. I guess I'm happy about that.
Yeah, no, your eraser end still exists, but it's out of sight. It's in your pants.
My butt.
Yeah.
My butt.
No one has to see your little eraser tip. It's fine.
Yeah. Big eraser tip.
I'm sorry. I get the size wrong. So anyway, you're this big pencil, and in this dream, Shane, I don't know why it's Shane, for the life of me, why is Shane in my dream, is a cassette tape. And you have to constantly be inserted into one of his circles.
To wind him up because he's coming unraveled, basically.
Right, right. And there's probably some, I don't know, some of you Gen Zs are like, do what with a tape cassette? Like you've never heard of this before.
You had to do, what?
Yeah. But we had this thing where if your tape got out of Skowampus or, you know, kind of came out or got sticky or something, you'd go with a pencil into one side and you would tighten it up by, you know, manually moving the tape over to the other reel. And it was a very common thing to do. And the pencil fit exactly right. Those polygonal sides of the pencil turned out to just be the perfect size for what a cassette rotary thing was, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And in this dream, Shane was always going, oh, we got a problem. And you had to come over. Okay, hold on. And you'd stick your head into his hole. You'd stick it in there and just go, whir, 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 and then it would be fine for a while. And then you'd be called upon again to do your pencil work. And
wow.
And Shane would just lay there like a tape and go, oh, it's bunged up again. Okay, I'm coming. And that was the dream on repeat all night.
Really? Just over and over.
Yeah.
Shane would become unraveled and I'd have to tighten him up.
What the hell? What the hell is that?
No other plot.
Yeah,
no plot?
No plot points, no subplots, no other characters of note. It was like I was just viewing this. And in the dream, of course, as usual, this feels normal in the dream, sort of.
Of course.
The minute I wake up, I go, why? I kind of had the most what the hell face on probably in the dark that I've ever had. It's like, what is going on? So I got up and peed, went back to sleep, never dreamt it again. But whatever this dream was about, dude, I don't know. So Shane, I don't know if he's in the chat, but if he's not, and when you hear this, give us your interpretation, because I'm at a loss. I don't know what to make of it. You know, why isn't Shane the pencil? Why aren't you the tape?
It's almost as if your dreams have said, oh, you got a book of cards of dreams? How cute. Let me really go off the rails. Let me really pick from something that's not on the in and out menu.
Make that make that particular Christmas gift useless at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't have normal dreams, especially when I'm sick. They are just psycho. And that, I mean, it's not like it was disturbing.
Yeah.
Like I didn't wake up going, ew, I can't believe 100 babies died or, you know.
Right. Exactly. Like it's not, and it's not even relevant to something you thought about yesterday. I don't think. I mean, did you think about winding a cassette tape with a pencil?
No, none of this is. I'm trying to think of, the last time I would have physically done that would have been probably 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
The last time I even thought about a cassette was maybe a month ago. My mom found a bunch of old cassettes that I need to convert before they go bad. And they're just me running around as a kid talking. Mm-hmm. So there's that. So maybe that. But
here's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Why wasn't Greg for Walkman involved?
Right.
Yeah. If there's anybody that should have been part of this dream,
dude. Good point. Holy shit. We got the wrong guy in the dream.
We got the wrong guy. Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't want to put an unwound Shane into a Greg for Walkman, but
that's true.
But
that's
once he's been wound by Brian, then you can put him into a Greg for Walkman.
Although I will say this, and I don't know how this was possible, but there was a sense in the dream that Shane's cassette embodiment, he's wearing a sleeveless, cut off sleeve shirt. Somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because it's a tape. Why? But I could still see, because this is how that guy goes to Vegas. He's pretty buttoned up most of the time whenever we see Shane. He goes to Vegas. He always wears this
like a
tank top. Yeah. And somehow this tape had tank top vibes.
It's a tape top tank.
Yeah,
tank
tape top tape. Tape top.
Tank top tape. Tank top tape.
Anyway, had to share. Very weird.
Wow. Wow. I'll okay.
Put great. It behind me, and you know, and nothing like horrible happened. Like it was just this repeating thing of you putting your head in his hole.
Yeah. Nothing terrible happened to you, Scott.
Right. All I had to do was watch it, right? But you were having to do this thing, and it just went on and on and on, but nobody died. Nobody got hurt. It was just like a... You were doing him a real service, it seemed like.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it.
Well, speaking of you, I got a game for you. You ready for
please
a game?
Please do. Please, let's do something. Yeah, let's do a game.
I made a game. Okay. It's not really that much of a game, but
I made
a thing that is just going to test you. Now, this is more about time than it is about knowledge. So your goal here is to answer the questions I'm going to throw at you. And these are audio based questions.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to tell me the answer as quickly as possible.
Gotcha.
Any more than a second. You know, we'll give it 2 seconds for lag.
Okay.
Any more than that, you get a, or if you get it wrong, you get a, but if you get it right, and we'll do it in real time and then move on to the next one. So think like the part of Family Feud where the clock starts ticking.
The bonus round, whatever they call that. Yeah, the...
What is that called? That's the thing.
The super... It's time to play the feud. What is that ending part called?
Well, they had the one person come out
backstage. They can't hear your answers.
Right, that bit.
Yeah.
And then you just have to stare at that mustache that what's his name has for way too long.
Oh, right. The new guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember his name all the time. What's his name?
I don't know, but he does this a lot.
Yeah, he does all that a lot. He's like, someone says something slightly off, and he's like.
Fast Money. That's right. Becca Albright has it. It's called Fast Money.
All right.
Who's going to play Fast Money? All right. Your dumb sister's in the back. She can't hear your answers. Let's.
I like Zoe's name for him. Steve Harley. It's Steve Harvey.
Steve Harley.
Yeah. Although
you know what? That's close to the week game. So what can I?
You did better than us. We couldn't even think of Steve. Yeah. So. All right. So, Brian, are you ready for your big chance here? Okay.
I'm ready for my big chance.
So, here's the topic.
Okay.
The topic is, or what I've done is I've gone and found a bunch of famous film lines, like words spoken in films, and your job is to hear that line. They're very short, all of them. And as soon as you hear them, a couple of them are longer than others, but you'll hear them, and then your job is to immediately tell me what movie that's from.
Okay, all right.
And I think you're going to do good. And for the record, I didn't do anything super obscure or weird in here at all. These are all pretty common, I think. At least I think in your wheelhouse. So here goes. Let's start with this.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Nice, easy one.
That's going to be your Gone with the Wind.
Nicely done. Here's this one.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
That's Jaws.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
That's Apocalypse Now.
I love you.
I know.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Here's Johnny.
That's The Shining.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got
the Blues Brothers.
Okay, very good. You have to play the whole thing. Nicely done.
I feel the need.
That's the Top Gun. Need
for speed.
Nicely done.
I said it before and I'll say it again.
That's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Damn, you're killing it so far. Hold on.
Get to the chopper!
That's Predator.
Nicely done.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Oh my God, what's the name of that movie? It's, and I'm all out of bubblegum. We watched it. They Live.
Oh, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. You're on the cusp of the timer. You did good. All right, next up.
There's no crying in baseball.
It's A League of Their Own.
All right, hold on. I'm starting to have to reach up for the buzz. Okay, here we go.
You're telling me there's a chance.
That's Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, and next one.
You're killing me, Smalls.
That's The Sandlot.
All right, hold on. Okay, I have to.
That'll do.
That's a hard one.
Oh, God, play that again? I didn't even hear it.
I'll do it one more time.
That'll do.
Oh, that's The Babe.
He did it. Oh, my gosh, you're killing this. All right, next up.
Losers always whine about their best.
Oh, shit. Is that The Rock?
You are correct.
Okay.
Nicely done. All right, next up.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That's Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, where's my ding? I got to move this thing down. It's like so far now. Okay. Here we go. I'll put it right there. All right, here we go.
My straw reaches across the room.
Oh, that's There Will Be Blood.
Nicely done.
I don't know what you want,
That's Taken.
Guys, German here wants to die for country.
Ooh. Black Hawk Down.
Oh, our first. I'm not prepared. No. That's your Inglourious Bastards was the answer.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, okay. Dang.
So it's all right. So far, you're killing it. All right, next up.
You're locked in here with me.
Oh, you're locked in here. They're not locked. You're locked in here with me is. I don't know.
That would be the Watchmen, film Watchmen.
Oh, right. Yes, that's Rorschach. Watchmen. Yeah.
Next up.
I'm having an old friend for dinner.
That's Silence of the Lambs.
Good job. And then finally.
The D is silent.
Shoot. Shawshank Redemption. I can't remember.
Django is that one. It's Django.
Oh, Django. Oh, of course, the D is silent. Yes, right.
You did really good. Three down out of how many did I have here? I didn't count. Let's see. You did good, man. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I don't know why I didn't count these before. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So out of 22... You only lost three, so okay. You're at 19.
I'll take it. Yeah, 19 out of 22.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. I'll take it.
That's fun, right?
I'll take it. That was fun. That was a good, wow. I apologize for how much time that must have taken you to produce and for us to go through it as quickly as we did, but still.
No, it's like yeah. Good Chinese food. It takes way longer to make than it does to eat.
That's right, and you're hungry an hour later, and I never understood that joke.
No, I don't get it either. I still don't.
86.3%. Thank you, BioCow. 86.3%. I'll
that's
take it.
Pretty
that's
good,
a,
yeah.
That's a high B.
No, yeah, that's passing grades, you know.
We went to trivia last night, and... had one round. All right, let me see how you do with this. Here's a round where it's about commercials, holidays and commercials.
Okay.
First, and I'm going to get the questions wrong, but they'll still be able to get, you know, you'll get them, you'll get the gist of the questions.
All right.
This drink gave us the Red Santa.
Oh.
As we know and love him today.
Coca-Cola?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
At the end of this commercial from the 90s, Santa faints after saying they do exist.
Oh, shit.
What's the product?
Oh, that's so familiar. They do exist, and then he faints.
Yeah.
He sees something.
Right, and then he says they do exist.
Shit. Can I get a hint as to the is it a toy? What is it?
It's a candy.
It's a candy. Oh, M&M's.
Yes, that's right. He sees right. they both see each other and then they both faint. Right.
I think it's back when John Goodman
was the voice of the yellow. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
All right, and finally, because this was a three pack, and then the third one was this product. From the 80s, a commercial for this product shows the product itself performing Carol of the Bells.
Product of it. Oh, Hershey's Kisses.
That's exactly right. Very good.
Oh, wow. I would have done okay, but that middle one would have got me. I would have gotten bit on that. How'd you do
like
the thing?
I nailed all three, and nailed all three to the point where... the people around me, this was a team, not our regular trivia team. It was Tina, and then it was the parents of one our next door neighbor. Mm. And we're at the stage now where I'm closer to the age of her parents than I am to the age of my next door neighbor.
Ah, yes, I'm familiar with this.
So now it's like, oh yeah, I really want to hang out with the neighbors. They're all cool, and I think she sees us as. Oh, it's so cute. They're really close to my parents' age, and they're all getting along, and it's so nice for them to have a friend.
Oh, that's adorable.
I like really quickly wrote down all three answers, and they're like, how'd you get those so fast? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm fat, and I just showed it to them and turned it in.
How quickly did you know that it was candy-related overall, that was a theme, or did you?
Oh, well, I mean, the first one was Coca-Cola, so it was just holidays and advertising was the category.
Okay.
And then they gave us the three questions, and I was like, oh, yeah, boom, boom, boom. That one was instantaneous.
Now, what's funny about the Coke thing is I made a guess that seemed logical to me, given the tie that they have with Coke and everything, and you always see these commercials and stuff, but I didn't know until today, until I got lucky, I didn't know that was true, that the red came from that.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Santa that we know and love, red suit, white fur, bald, all that stuff. I mean, obviously there were, you know, he had fur because he was Kris Kringle, but King right. grew up in a coal town.
Yeah, he did.
Grew up in a coal town, but anyway, but that whole red look, red and white look, came from a Coca-Cola commercial.
I had no idea. Yeah. That kind of makes me a little sad.
Yeah,
that it's such a commercial origin. I mean, not that the whole Santa Claus thing has been commercialized for 100 years. I get that, but it seems so. Yeah. I don't know. Like, that's a very iconic thing to have stick, and no one questions it. And it all came from a commercial. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's all these Santas I've been drawing, which, by the way, I'm behind now. I got to do two today. I'm not that far behind, but if you want to see him at frogpants.com/Santa, you can go ahead and check it out. But they're all, he's always in his red, his traditional red. Yeah. I didn't know. Maybe I need to do a green one or something just to shake it up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, then he's going to look like Link. That's right. Sickness hasn't affected your Santa action.
No, I've been pretty good. Although one day I had to do two. Today I'll have to do two because I'm behind one, but I got behind yesterday and I didn't have time. It's all Nick's fault for Fargo time.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good, if there's a good reason to not to miss a Santa, it's for Fargo.
Yeah, you know, it's weird though. Okay, one other thing about that movie I'll mention.
Sure.
At one point, Margie says, she's driving Storm Air.
Yeah,
It's pretty late in the film, and she says, as part of her thing about why would you do all that,
yeah,
and trying to understand it, she says, and it's such a beautiful day. And she glances out her window, kind of like she means it. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that's a beautiful day for anyone. It is so overcast. it's snowing.
Fargo. It's 10 degrees below zero. Actually, it wasn't even Fargo, right? Because it's all Brainerd. And
they're in Brainerd at that point. Or no, they're out by something called Moose Lake or whatever it was.
That's right.
And there is snow everywhere. It is the visibility is like a car
ahead.
There's
very little Fargo in the movie Fargo.
Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, just a side thing. All right. Well, that was awesome. I enjoyed that.
That was fun. Good time.
Super fun. Let's do this now. Time for the news brought to you by
them No Sugar Chocolates.
Yeah, Choco Mama, just a quick shout out to her. I know Brian got his. Awesome. We got ours as well, and I've been eating those.
I love the new explainer card that comes with it that shows you what things are and where they're at and stuff.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah. And they're all good. She's really good at this.
Yeah, I don't know why she doesn't. I've asked her, and she doesn't do these professionally, right? She just does them for us and family and friends and stuff, but she makes some fantastic flavor combinations. They are beautiful. They're always like very beautifully tempered.
Yeah. Little stamps nice on them are cool. Them. Like a little edible duck stamp thing that are on the duck ones.
And yeah. Yeah.
It's impressive. So, and then in our case, she knows I'm off the shug, so she sent non-shug ones. Mm-hmm. They taste great to me. I can't tell the difference. Mm-hmm. And then she sent Kim a separate little box like yours where the...
Oh, nice.
She can have all the sugar.
The sugar. Yeah.
So it's very nice.
Kim needs her sugar.
That's right. Give that woman sugar. You're dead. all right. This is a quick note, not really a news story, but Alan Ritchson, you know him as the current star of the Reacher show on Prime.
Oh, okay.
Which all I have heard about season two of Reacher is that it is awesome and everyone should watch it. So
I loved the first season, so.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah. I was slow to come in there because I was bugged about, I hated the Cruise movies. They were bad.
Oh, yeah. Eh.
And this is way better. And it's also closer to the book and everything.
They were subpar, is my opinion. I think they were okay, but they were subpar. I never read the book, so I didn't have any basis of comparison. Yeah. But
I did like the first one had, who's the German director we all love? Show me the baby. I want to see the baby.
Oh, it's Vernon
Herzog.
Vernon Herzog.
There it is. He was in
Vin
that.
Vin Vendor.
Vin Vendor. I want to see the baby Herzog. Anyway, the guy in the show, the big dude, wants to be Batman. And I say sign him up. He's a perfect Bruce Wayne.
So too.
He's big, actually muscular.
Yeah, a much bulkier, like a Frank Miller Batman, really.
Yeah, proper.
Frank Miller always drew like the big, husky.
Yeah. Just a thick Batman. Just
thick
ready to,
Batman, yeah.
Exactly. Ready to go, just muscled up to the hilt. Looks also like he could do the broody sort of tortured, you know, thing. I think that would be great. So anyway, I just throwing it out there. He would be, I can't argue with it. I think that'd be great. Not that you're done with Pattinson. You're probably not. I think you got one more in you. That's fine.
Sure.
But have him grow up to be like a buff, cool Batman. How about that? All right. Let's move on to Tesco. This is a thing that Zoe will want to listen to because I guess Tesco's are like their
Walmarts.
That's
a UK grocery store.
Right.
It's a UK haberdasher, if you follow everything from yesterday.
Yeah. It sounds like your version of Target over there. That's what it sounds like to me.
Right.
They have recalled Christmas stuffing mix because it contains moths. So yesterday we had maggots in Australia and the chicken.
Yeah.
Today we got moths. I guess it's moths, crazy, right? Yeah. Not moths. Yeah. Moths.
Moths.
Not moths.
And then there's moths. Yeah.
Gross, right?
Do they all fly out of the box when you open it, or are they...
No, they're ground up in there is the problem.
They're ground up in there. Okay. Oh, well, you won't even notice it then.
That's my whole take on this is if you don't tell me, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Moths
like
don't
the, it's like
out.
The flies in the ketchup. If you don't notice.
Yeah. I mean, that's almost, I'd even take this over the flies in the ketchup. This just isn't that a big a deal to me. Because moths never seemed all that gross. Oh,
they're just that freaking dust, man.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing about moths is the dust.
Yeah.
Like,
well, this is what they've done.
Why do you make a dusty insect?
I know. I agree. It's a weird thing. I'm sure there's, you know, who somebody can pipe up with some insect knowledge as to what that does for them, but I don't understand
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you a dusty? Why are your wings full of dust?
How do you get so dusty? You're flying around all over the place.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, they recalled a bunch of these in-house brand ones due to the possible presence of moths in the product. The batch of Tesco's finest apple and cranberry stuffing mix. Those are all in caps.
Mislabeled. Yeah.
That's definitely not the finest.
Not quite the finest anymore.
Maybe the finest dust created by the wings of moths. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Unfit for human consumption.
Moths. Please, go ahead.
So, Zoe, if you bought any of these, you can return the 130-gram packets without a receipt for a full refund, says Tesco, which has apologized for this inconvenience. The batch has a best eat date before September 2024. We are recalling a single
just
batch.
Flying off the shelves. Yeah.
I mean, it might be just a moth. We don't know.
Right, sure.
I guess they have to do it. If they know something got contaminated, they have to do it no matter what. Let's see. That batch that was affected has been pulled from sale, but later batches of the mix are still available in the store and online. Cranberries, which are now seen as a traditional element of British Christmas dinner, seem to be an import from the U.S., where the berries grow in bogs in the East Coast and have been a popular accompaniment to Thanksgiving meals. They think the moths got in there as that part of the process. So it's our fault. We did it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're not sorry because we're America. We never apologize.
That's right.
We don't know how to do that.
No, we'd figure out a way to charge you more. Oh, well, you got our special protein edition stuffing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the last time as a nation we apologized for anything that we did.
Geez.
I'm sure we've done it, but it's been a bit.
As a nation?
Yeah.
Ever? Have we ever apologized? Like,
I think so. I mean, I know.
On behalf of America, we're really, really sorry for
like
Meghan
Markle. I know we've apologized before for, like, you know, our role in slavery, but that didn't come with, like, proper reparations. It was just more of, like, acknowledgement. I don't know if that counts. The only other thing would be, like, I don't know, like the Iraq war was based on some pretty dubious evidence. We didn't apologize for that, I don't think.
The weapons, I mean, you know, we we had one person responsible for that didn't apologize, so.
I just feel like the world could apologize more, you know?
Sure, but how do you, as a nation, first of all, I mean, America can't agree on a frickin' anything to save their life right now.
No,
right. It's oh, you say the sky's blue? No, we say it's red. So getting America all to apologize for them. But then it's also got to be something that we genuinely have to apologize for. And then who does the apology? Does our president do the apologizing?
I assume so. You gotta, whoever's in charge, right?
So come on, man, on behalf of America.
Come on, man. We're sorry.
It's my lead in. That's how I have to be able to do it, my shitty Biden impersonation.
Yeah, I don't
know. Come on, we just gotta apologize.
I realize this stuff's harder at scale, so for nations and worlds and things, I understand. Yeah. You can't speak for everybody, but I do think the world would be better if more of us in our own circles learned how to apologize more and accept for responsibility for stuff.
Exactly. And you know what? There is it takes a bigger person to admit you made a mistake and say you were wrong about something than it does to say, well, they won't notice, or I'm gonna double down, or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So be big people. Yeah. People.
Even little stuff, like did John Quincy Adams apologize for that time he jammed up the White House toilet? I don't know. I don't know if he did or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But then again, you know, but was it when traveling dignitaries were here? Then he could have apologized to another country. Then it would have worked. And that would have been in.
I had a guy the other day at the party, at the family thing. And I said, guy, he's married to my niece. He says, you guys know where the bathroom is upstairs? And I go, we're over at Kim's brother's house. And I said, well, there's a bathroom on the main floor right over here. No one's in it. He goes, yeah, but I don't want to. He goes, I don't want to stink up this place. And I went,
oh, geez.
Okay, well, by all means, go upstairs then.
Yeah.
Don't go in there. I don't know. I'm not used to people telling me that, just straight up.
You know what? Exactly. Like, I'm about to take the biggest dump of my life, of my professional career. Mm-hmm. Where's the bathroom furthest from population?
Yeah. Which I appreciate the thought.
Yeah.
But I don't need to hear it. I don't want to know about it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but also thanks for the warning, so I won't go in there for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's move on to this story. Florida man. We got a Florida man story. Ding, ding, ding. Florida man.
What's his power?
His power is to be occasionally in our news.
Just everything. Yeah.
Yeah. The Florida man arrested after driving a stolen ambulance to a sheriff's office.
Oh.
That seems like you did that to yourself, buddy.
Yeah, that seemed GPS not working in there.
Yeah, what's your problem? Taken into custody after driving a stolen ambulance, as my friend Daryl used to say, to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office over the weekend, according to the Sheriff's Office. In a release, deputy said that the first responders were helping somebody who was experiencing, quote, an altered mental state after possibly taking drugs on Saturday night.
Oh, possibly. Sure.
Drugs.
Definitely drugs.
Says while that was happening, a man identified as Stanley Williams, age 35, aren't they always, got into an ambulance and drove away from the scene. During the ensuing chase, the ambulance driver struck a curb, and Williams steered the ambulance into the entrance of the sheriff's office operations center. Oh boy, they bared the lead. He actually drove it into the.
Yeah, It wasn't that he said, "Let's see. Yeah, I'll take it right there to the sheriff's center." No, he accidentally, after hitting a curb, was deflected into the sheriff's office.
Yeah, to me, this is like that story going around that somebody T-boned the president's motorcade or something.
Oh,
in the last
really?
Couple of days, yeah, there was some. Okay. I don't know what he was doing. Something, maybe it was up where he lives and or his house and. Vermont, but whatever it was, somebody T-boned the car, and of course, you know, the thing gets swarmed by Secret Service, and
absolutely, yeah.
Turns out it was just a regular old accident, though, from what I understand. The problem with those high-profile ones, though, it doesn't matter if you say that or not. There is a huge portion of people who will think conspiracy no matter what.
Of course.
Yes. No matter what. Right. Just simply, totally Occam's razor this thing, guy ran into the wrong car. Everybody's going to run with it and make it up, make some stupid story out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of people.
I know. It's easy to get tired of people right now.
Yeah,
I know.
They're really annoying me. All right. Here is our final note, and this is more of a question for us than it is anything. But
love it. Okay.
People like doing the Festivus top complaints and grievances of 2023.
Right. The airing of grievances. Yes, right.
So there's lots of trends this year. Complaints were about inflation, Taylor Swift, and the Travis Kelce stuff.
Who complains about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? The kids are happy. Let them be happy.
You know what it is? It's just simply... It's just overexposure. That's all people react
to.
Well,
sure. Yeah, exactly. And it is, you know, that is a thing. They're definitely getting overexposed, but... Man, she was at a, where were they playing? The Chiefs were playing Patriots.
Mm.
And they were at the Patriots Stadium, the name of which escapes me. But when they showed her on screen in her Chiefs jersey, they booed, you know, the audience booed, which they would do if they showed anybody on screen wearing a Chiefs jersey, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Well, all these people are bent out of shape. Like, why do you guys have to hate on Taylor Swift? It's like, no, you go to a sports game, whatever, it doesn't matter, hockey, basketball, whatever, whenever they show somebody wearing the opposing team's jersey on the Jumbotron, you boo.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, you don't, doesn't have to do, not everything's about you. How about that?
Right,
sometimes
exactly.
Sometimes it's just tribalism, and that's it.
They showed all the signs, and like the people, you know, they bring the signs to the stadium hoping they can get on TV, and one of them's like, go Taylor's boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. Half of them don't know his name. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stuff like that, people are, you know, weird about that. There's also like Florida State football team got snubbed from the college football playoff stuff. I didn't even know about that. There's some time-honored gripes, like, let's see, bad shopping cart etiquette, public speakerphone takers or talkers, politicians of every
stripe. Oh, yeah. Those are pretty bad, yeah.
The parking at Trader Joe's, all this kind of stuff. So I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you have can you air a grievance from 2023, specifically of this year? What do you have?
Yeah. Lately, it seems like... listen, I know there's people in our audience who drive pickup trucks, and they're the most wonderful people in our audience and our community. I don't know why it seems like a majority of the people out here in Denver who drive pickup trucks just want to get right behind you and tailgate the crap out of you until you either speed up or get out of their way or whatever.
Yeah.
And, I don't know why it could be like a next lane over shopping, the next register over always moves faster. The next shopping line always moves faster, but it seriously seems like it's always a pickup truck. And it makes me want to, I don't know, I want to create a bumper sticker that says, your tailgating is a you problem, not a me problem.
I feel like
just
they
so they could get up close and read that.
Yeah.
And
I think Utah drivers and Colorado drivers are. This is a problem here too, and I hate it.
It's a It's so freaking
it's something
irritating.
With trucks. What is it with trucks? Is it an extra dose of like confidence a truck gives you, and you think you own the road? You're taller than everybody else, or what? I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either. But yeah,
I mean, it's easy to say, they have tiny penises. They're overcompensating. I know that's the stereotypic thing to say.
Sure,
and it's fun to say. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's more complicated. There's something about a truck that gives someone an
that makes them feel a little more powerful and like,
It's horseshit. I don't like
it. Yeah, I don't slow down, but I don't speed up. I go the speed I want to go, and if I'm in the left lane, I'm usually passing somebody anyway. You know, I try to stay in the middle lane and then pass and go in the left lane and try to get back to the middle lane. But if I'm going faster than the people in the middle lane, then I stay in the left lane.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna slow down. I'm not gonna get in a situation where I'm slowing down because the person behind me wants to get around me.
Yeah,
I
think it's a good grievance. We're keeping that one. It's good.
Yeah, okay, it's a good grievance.
Yeah,
okay,
I think that's a solid one. My grievance for 2023 would be one that you'd think would be every year, but this year in particular, I am tired of, how do I put this? I'm tired of the mix that is social media and AI-generated art.
Oh, sure.
Because it's being used as this particular cocktail of engagement farming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's always like, hey, look at this, a hot girl riding an elephant. What do you think? Yes or no? Or, you know, that kind of stuff where it's just like lowest common denominator.
Just to get the likes, just to get the follows.
Yeah, right. Just the lowest possible hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've had it with all that shit. And it's not even so much about AI. It's just like everybody trying to game whatever they think the system is. So they say things like, I saw one this morning. It said, so-and-so, well, I'll make one up. Taylor Swift and her boyfriend are ruining football. Agree or no?
No, right.
F off. I'm not answering that.
You won't believe what Elon Musk said next. Click here to find out.
F all that business.
Yeah.
And I know, I said, it's been around forever. It's just heightened this year. And I've even done a ton to avoid it. Like I don't engage anymore in there like I used to. And even then, it's still just like so shitty. Anyway, there you go. What are your grievances at home, everybody? Send them in. Tell us. Tell us what you...
We'll read some of the best grievances on the show on Thursday.
How about that? And you know what else? I'll even let... For when we do call now after the break.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can air some of your grievances right here on the air if you want.
Now it's time for the airing of grievances.
That's right. Put on your best Jerry Stiller and let's do it. All right? Bring your pole and whatnot.
That's right.
Oh, I miss Steve. Steve and Sarah moved to Mississippi, and I miss it because Steve has he has a Festivus pole he used to bring around every Christmas that he made. He actually made it.
So, really? What makes it a Festivus pole? Like, what did he decorate it somehow?
Well, he didn't decorate it, but he based it exactly on the one that Frank Costanza brings to the family.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
It's really great. Cut it himself. Did all that stuff. So it's pretty great. All right, let's take a break. Speaking of breaks, when we come back from this break, we're gonna do a little call now. Everybody's out doing stuff. Dan had a busy day, couldn't be here today, so we're gonna just let you guys call in. Let's air some grievances. Let's talk about some stuff. That's all after this song that Brian had brung.
That one of my grievances is bad dad jokes. By the way, did you hear about the kidnapping at a school?
I don't know what
he woke. He's fine. He woke up.
Because the kid was napping.
Let's go to Nashville for this one. A little sweet singer-songwriting from Savannah Lee. This is a single that she released called Locked in July. It's you know what? It's just that kind of nice little guitar pop that we all need right now. Nashville-based singer-songwriter. What else can I tell you about it? Nothing. Just enjoy it. Here it is right here. Here's Locked in July from Savannah Lee.
Guess I wasn't ready to love you, but you know that I gave it my best. Spent my time just trying to fix you. Well, maybe that's the reason you left. How we go from lovers to nothing felt like just the blink of an eye. Was scared to let you in, but I trusted. I guess my intuition was right. And it feels like even by the time that I'm 25, I'll still be looking for you in his eyes. And if that's the case, can I come back, babe? Now I know why people say the right place at the wrong time. Wish we could have locked ourselves in July. July. Haven't talked to you in forever. Surprised I haven't heard from your dad. He said we'd always end up together, and I always like the sound of that. And it feels like even by the time that I'm 25, I'll still be looking for you in his eyes. And if that's the case, can I come back, babe? Say the right place. place at the wrong time. Wish we could have locked ourselves in July.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I know what it is. It's that really weird girl who's always coming over with her priority translations.
I'm supposed to get Jell-O and broth.
By the way, have you met this guy on Fargo yet, right here?
I'm supposed to get Jell-O and broth.
Have you met that guy yet?
I don't think I have. No, we're only two episodes in.
All right. You'll get to him pretty quick. He's...
Okay.
He's a very, it's a small, stupid throwaway role, but I can't stop thinking about him. Anyway, hey, Brian, who was that song one more time and who made
it? Sure. That was a song called Locked in July. That was her live performance of that song. She's released two versions of it. And that's her live performance. That's Savannah Lee. And you can find out more about her. Search for Savannah without the H at the end and Lee, L-E-I-G-H.
Very, very nice. All right, you guys, we're going to do a little bit of this now.
Call now.
Now, how Call Now used to work is there was a phone number you had to call, but that quit being very convenient the way it worked. And so Now we use Discord. And the way that works is you got to send me a DM, a little private message.
Not a BM, but a DM.
Yeah, don't send me your BMs, okay? I can't do anything with them, all right? I'm not like the penguin from Batman Returns where I put it on my mantle or whatever he claimed. I don't do that.
The stuff you flush down the toilet, I put on my mantle.
Yep. Man, he was. That left a little bit of a mark on me this viewing. I don't know.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something about it. Anyway, we're going to start bringing people in. It looks like we got one here from our old pal, Amy. So she's always welcome. Whoops. For some reason, I didn't add her. Let's try that again. Okay. There we go. We're adding to the call. Lady. She's on her way in. Let's see what kind of grievances plague her this time of year. I mean, look, you live in the American South, nothing wrong with that, but I'll bet there are cultural or regional things you could complain about. Perhaps the state of puppetry is annoying her. I don't know.
The state of puppetry.
She's not answering. It's true. I don't know why she's not answering, but she's not. Aww. So maybe we don't have her. All right, Amy, we'll come back to you. How about we check in on Why I wanted it. There we go. All right, let's try. Let's see who else is called in here. Oh, you know who we haven't heard from in a while is Ian. I am Sci-Fi.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Bring him in. It'd be funny if this worked because we can never get it to work when there's a contest at hand. Hello, Ian. Are you there? You're right.
Yeah. Once again, I deleted it from my phone, and all of a sudden, it showed up on my desktop.
So. Oh, weird. That's weird.
There's no prizes on the line. We can get Ian like that
in an instant, baby.
Yeah,
in an instant.
That's great. It's been. I feel like it's been way too long since we've chatted with you. How are you? And do you have any grievances for the year 2023?
I'm doing well. I'd say my only grievance is people that assume that because I'm Jewish that I don't care about Christmas, because shockingly, a lot of my friends are not Jewish. Mm. So I kind of like default into Christmas, whether I like it or not. My girlfriend celebrates Christmas. You know, a lot of my friends and family, celebrate Christmas. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I may not think that he was any anything other than a carpenter, but I will gladly accept your presence.
Sure. No, look, we have my dad used to say this all the time. He'd go, this pagan bull crap. That's what he'd say about Christmas every year. It's like, the pagans run it now. It's all pagans. I don't know why he said that, but he was always on and on about the pagans. And what he really was talking about was this is, you know, all of it, the tree, the fat guy in a suit bringing like all that's, it's all bullshit we've laced on top of it to make this palatable for everyone, you know?
Right. Yeah.
We can all enjoy gift giving and whatnot, but yeah, do you actually get heat though? Do people go, well, you're Jewish, so I'm sorry, you're not able to.
Yeah, what are you doing celebrating? You can't sing that song. It's a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
More people than you would actually think. And for that matter, half the Christmas songs were written by Jews.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. A lot of cool stuff that we do that we don't even think about are Jew created. That sounded terrible.
That's right.
Jewish origin.
Ian, Ian, do you have a jelly donut for Hanukkah?
I do my best to. We don't really have any good donuts around here though, so it's either like Dunkin' or nothing. But when I'm visiting my mom, there's a really good Jewish bakery that makes the jelly donuts for Hanukkah, I always make sure.
I didn't know that was your tradition. So there's a jelly donut thing.
Yeah, and they have there's a great name for it, but it was one of our trivia questions last night, and thankfully, one of the people that we play with is Jewish, and she's like, just give me the answer sheet, I'll write it. It's like Suraman or something like that.
Sufganyot.
Sufganyot. Thank you. Yes.
Wow. Yep. That sounds good.
They looked so delicious. I had to look them up.
Sufganyot.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to capitalize on the 132nd Jewish that I am and go have a jelly donut in honor of the end of
that makes
Hanukkah
you. That's you're more
ago.
Jewish than that George Santos guy.
George Santos. Well, he's Jew. Ish.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whether I like it or not, I'm 100%. I did 23andMe and it came back and it was like, congratulations, you're Jewish.
You're Jewish.
Does it say congratulations or does it say oy vey? Like, is the sheet that.
Yeah, how stereotypic is your result from 23andMe?
There may have been a, so you're Jewish? But we'll see.
I don't know from Jewish, but you're 100%.
That's great. Happy season to you, and may all your grievances be resolved at some point. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Always good to talk to Ian. 100%. He's a good guy. He is literally sci-fi. That's the important thing to remember.
He is. He is literally sci-fi. He would have said that, except it's too many characters for a lot of things.
That's right. Y'all are listening to
Call Now.
And we have on the line coming to us, we're going to try Amy again. She said she had a weird thing. But
you began
that
with a y'all are listening, because if we get Amy, that's her
true.
Thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I won't sound like I'm a Utah guy just trying to place Southern. So that's good.
Right.
Well, she's still not answering. Something's up with
her. By the way, happy birthday is going out to Alyssa Milano and Ken Marino. This just popped up in my those little things that pop up on the corner of your screen notification. Alyssa Milano and Ken Marino.
Ken Marino. Why don't I know who that is?
Party Down. He's the
Ken
Marino.
He
was the boss in the first season.
I love him. Kids in the Hall. I know it wasn't Kids in the Hall.
Was he the Slate? No, he wasn't Kids in the Hall. Might have been the
State.
The State. I keep saying the Slate. The State.
I think you're right. I think it is the State. He's the one guy from the State that didn't go do 911, Reno 911.
Right. Correct. Yes.
I don't think it's because they didn't get along. He just didn't fit in the thing or something. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that didn't work with Amy again. We'll try that again later. Let's try Dr. Calhoun. He's trying to get in.
Sure.
Let's see what the good doctor has to say. Today here on this edition of
Call Now.
Dr. Calhoun, are you there? Hello? Unmute your thing if you're muted. You might be muted. And if you're muted, that's okay.
I like his artwork.
Yeah,
that's
what
cool.
is that? That looks like... It looks
like Sergeant Rock.
Yeah. Or Agent... Or what's the Fury one? Agent Fury? Is that it? No, that's...
I mean, Nick Fury? But he doesn't have the little gray temples.
Who am I thinking of? Not Agent Fury. There's another like army based hero guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought Sergeant Rock was the one I always think of.
You must have it right. I cannot think of it. Yeah. Oh, that's him. Sergeant Rock. That's totally it.
Is that Sergeant Rock?
DC guy.
Hello,
Dr. Calhoun.
Now we can hear.
Hello, the good doctor.
Yeah, I was on Twitter talk for some reason because. Oh. Yeah.
Well, normally, you know, whatever. You got a game to play or whatever. You don't want
to. That's my icon is from the Doom comic book.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Like Doom, that's Doom guy there? Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't expect that. That's cool.
No.
How is that comic book? Is it good?
Terrible.
is that your grievance, by the way? Yeah. Is that
yeah, what is your yearly grievance, Dr. Calhoun?
Oh, where do you want me to start?
You can go anywhere you want with this. Anywhere you want to start.
People who grocery stores should have lane markers in the aisles so people will subconsciously keep to one side and not block the middle of the aisle.
Interesting. God,
I agree with that so much. Like, a lot of places should. And if there's an area where you wait and it goes up to like four checkout people, right? For people checking out, not necessarily at a grocery store, but where there aren't lanes necessarily, but just a wall of checkout people, it should always be a form one line. And the person at the front of the line goes to whichever of the four is available next, not let's all line up behind each of the four.
Oh, man. You guys are on the same dimension on this.
Local Walmart has sort of done that. They remodeled and basically they put in a billion self-checkout and like four actual checkers. And it kind of sucks because people just kind of congregate it in the front of the line and it's like, that's open over there, go over there. And I'm like, why are you standing in the middle of everything, blocking everything?
Yeah, they just want to wait at that one. Come on now.
Yeah, the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing us that we want more self-checkouts because more people, they get hung up. They go, I don't know what's happening. They ain't taking my car. Yeah. This watermelon won't scan or whatever. And so they're constantly having to like slow everything down. It's too much. Yeah. We've gone too far. Yeah. Swing it back the other way, old man Walmart.
Exactly. Listen, if you're when you're putting stuff in your basket, if things don't have a UPC code on them, then you are not getting in the self-checkout line.
That's right.
Give us the whole Amazon way of doing things with a big grocery store. Go in, put the stuff in your cart, walk out, it automatically charges you on your way out.
I love that. A lot of people don't. Say people get nervous about
Sam's
that.
Club has the checkout with your phone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We don't have Costco here, but Sam's Club, I love it because that's this time of year, it's pretty much the only place I'll go to Sam's Club because I'll check out on my phone and laugh at the people standing in line waiting to check out. I'm like, what are you doing? You have smartphones.
Every time we have dudes on the show, other dudes, I always like to think, because there's three dudes now talking on the phone.
Brian
also. So we got two Brians now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
When you guys go to a Costco or a Sam's Club, you just go straight to the TVs, right? That's what I do.
Oh, for sure. Whatever, that whole electronic section.
Really? I do it every time. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm drawn to it. If I'm in there with Kim, she's like, all right, I need to find this and this and this for the kids. You go that way. I'm going right over here to look at stuff I'm not going to buy. I just want to see. And I want to see these speakers. Ooh, there's a new Ring combo bell thing that maybe is better than the one we have. You know, like all that kind of stuff. I don't know what it is.
At the Sam's Club here, a lot of times they have someone standing trying to sell you cell phone plans. So I'm usually like trying to avoid that. Like, don't talk to me. I don't want your pay-as-you-go cell phone plan or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, I don't want to engage. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Forget it. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for airing a grievance. And may your practice continue to thrive. Your doctor practice that you got going there. let's see if we can try Amy again.
Sure.
I don't know. This shouldn't be any different than when we usually
have her. This is a great running bit if it doesn't work.
I agree. It says, like usual, it's just ringing her. Oh, I think it worked.
There we go. She's lit up.
All right, Amy, you there? Have we lit you up?
Hello. Am I there?
Oh, you are.
Yes, we can hear you.
You're very quiet and far, but you're here.
Oh, sorry.
Here, you're better now.
Get closer. Closer to the microphone.
Much better now.
Closer.
Welcome. Thanks for calling. Ah. Call now. It's nice to have you. Do you have any grievances for the year that you're...
Well, yeah, I have grievances for how Discord doesn't want to work on my freaking phone. I had to run upstairs. I was downstairs in my studio trimming some pottery, which I thought would be kind of fun. Like, oh, I'll call into the show while I'm working on pottery. That'll be fun.
We could have heard the wheel and stuff and all that.
The sound of pottery getting cut.
Yeah.
Trimmed. My wheel is very, very, very quiet because the way it works, it is not based on a belt. It doesn't spin with a belt. It has like magnetic servos that spin.
Oh, cool.
So it's super quiet.
That's fancy.
Future. That way.
Yeah. Magnetic servos. I don't even. I feel like you're living in the future, and we're all just trying to catch up.
it is a really cool wheel. I got the cool wheel. Yeah. So yeah, no, the thing I wanted to talk about. I have thought about this story a number of times, but it just kind of never fit in with my segment. So I wanted to call in and just bounce this off of you guys. See if anybody else does this. All right. So imagine, if you will, you've been out all day, you know, maybe you had to go to the grocery store late or something like that, but you come home and by the time you get home, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. you go upstairs, you still got your shoes on, you got, you know, unless you're one of the people who like takes their shoes off right at the door, which in which case this story is not for you, but you know, so you still got your shoes on, you go upstairs, you're doing all your evening ablutions and whatnot. And you have to go to the bathroom. So you're there, you're doing your business in the bathroom and your shoes are still on, right?
Yeah,
but you've already pulled your pants down and whatnot, but you know you're going to change out of them. So you finish up in the bathroom. Do you pull your pants back up to then walk across the room?
Because you know you're going
to
be,
right. Or do you just like do the little pants around your ankles waddle over to where you can take your shoes off?
Number two. That's what I would do.
Yeah. That. Like, yeah. Spoiler alert. I do that second thing and Chuck makes fun of me for it all the time.
Oh, no. I think that's the normal. You're in your house. Like it's objectively more efficient. Than the other way.
I'm like, why do I pull my pants back up just to, you know, either that or I guess I could take my shoes off while I'm on the toilet, but then my shoes are in there with the toilet and then I got to move them. And
you have to pick them up anyway. It's easier to pick them up when they're on your feet.
Yeah. I fully agree with this. Now, here's the one thing I would advise against, especially men. Listen to me very closely here. My daughter's friend, I don't know if I've talked about this, but her friend from high school and college that she does a lot of art with and stuff. Her name is Alicia and she is now temporarily living here while she's in between moves. So she's using the one room we had as sort of a spare, and she's lovely and wonderful and helpful and just she's a perfect house guest. Just very nice. We love Alicia. Anyway, I get pretty relaxed in my own house and I forgot that Alicia was with us one day and I came out of the bathroom with my pants are pulled up, but I've got the fly and the button just wide open.
Because you're about to change into something else.
I'm going to change. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I'm holding it up, my pinky on one of the loops or something. And I just come sauntering out there with like, you know, the big wide open freaking shipping lane right there. Just and she walks out of there and goes, oh, and I went, map, and I turned around the other way and went back. So, you know, just be careful. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
because it doesn't mean you're a creeper. It just means you weren't thinking and put your pants on. All right.
Yeah. Oh, Chuck actually just came in here and said, I do not make fun of you. I say that it's cute. So there you go. I have there's Chuck's grievance. I said he made fun of me. So.
Right. Nice. Nice.
It is kind of a cute idea. Shuffling across the room. I mean, it might be it's a view of your old age as you grow older together. You're both going to have to shuffle around a lot.
I'm a shoes off at the door guy anyway. This doesn't happen to me.
Are you like anybody's house? Like, let's say you're going to somebody's house. You've never been there before. Are you a shoes off immediately?
Well, it depends. Like, all right, so going to somebody else's house and I look over, I'm usually not changing clothes in their bedroom. So, but won't have to do that. But I look and see by the door. If I see 8 pairs of shoes by the door, then I know it's a shoes off kind of house. And they'll always say, oh, don't worry, you can leave your shoes on. It's like, nah, that's fine. I'm all right. I'm all right taking them off because I don't know what I've stepped in. We never know what we've stepped in life.
I now have two pairs of shoes that are specifically in-house shoes. Mm-hmm. So they're clean, they're soft, they slip on, they're not tight, you know, they don't have big knobby rubber feet or whatever. They're just, I forgot the name of the brand. I'll have to talk about them later, but I wear those around the house because they're clean, because I like the feeling. I like feeling like I have shoes on. If I feel like I just have socks on, I feel like my day hasn't begun. It's weird.
I feel, you know, yeah. I don't mind. Yeah. Slippers are great.
Yeah. I guess it's like that. It's like a pair of slippers. So,
yeah. Same kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're also, your feet will stay warmer. Like, so in these winter months and whatnot, mm-hmm. You know, you stay warmer altogether if you actually have some kind of shoes on, mm-hmm. even if they're just slippers or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you
I'm with you though, like, I feel like my brain kicks in and says, it's time to focus and do stuff, you know, as opposed to when I'm in my socks. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's time to sit with my Steam Deck and
that's
funny. Watch TV and whatever.
So. I was doing
socks,
that yesterday.
Bare feet. If I'm working, I'm working. Like if it's it's
it's funny though. If you have a little 4-year-old, you know, grandbaby visiting the house all the time, you got to be careful. If you leave your good clean shoes in the bathroom, he will probably accidentally pee on them. He won't try to because he's very good. He's very good. He's pretty good aim. But, you know, they're boys. Sometimes you fly a little left or right, and you don't want your shoes in there. Okay.
Sometimes you're trying to do the helicopter, and it just don't quite work out.
Yeah. It never does.
Yeah. And the blades are a little wet.
That's right.
Exactly.
The blades. Sometimes your helicopter blades get a little wet. This is fantastic. Now I have a new grievance, is that phrase. All right. Amy, I hope you're having a great holiday season, and I think don't we talk to you one more time, or are we done with you till next year? What's
we're done because there's no show next week.
We're off next week, but we're gonna do some like maybe couch party stuff and some other things.
It'll be something.
Hopefully, we'll see you in around and all that. So, Merry Christmas to you, and may Chuck get you things that you want and need by now.
Cool.
Boop, she says. Boop. All right, we're going to do one more. We got time for one more. And it looks like, I guess we have to.
Well, if we must.
If we must, we're going to add a certain Irish girl to the proceedings.
Call now. Irish Spitfire.
Irish Spitfire, everybody. It's Claire. Hello, Claire. What are you up to? What time is it over there? How much have you drank? What's going on?
It's only 5:27, and I'm doing, unfortunately, I'm still working. I'm doing the cover shift at the minute.
So only 3 drinks in at this point.
Yeah, you're only a few bottles.
You're just 3 bottles. Yeah. 3 bottles of gin on the wall.
Yeah. I know you've got complaints. Do you have a thing that happened in the year where you're like, oh, that's the worst grievance?
Initially, when you were like, oh, do you have a question? I was going to ask about, like, you know, Christmas movies. But I do have a handful of grievances, can you believe?
Shocked.
Shocked face.
Yeah.
Hovering over Christmas, capitalism in general, and all the ones previously made were very good points by all.
Sure.
But no, I want to know what you guys have as, like, your staple Christmas, not even movie, but like show that you have to watch. It's like something you watch every year something like that.
Well, for us, it seems stereotypic at this point, but Die Hard gets watched every Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Every year.
And we haven't watched it yet this year, but if it falls on the TV, it falls on the TV. Mm-hmm. Tina's and my favorites are Elf, Christmas Vacation, Die Hard. And we were talking last night. We were like, we haven't, other than The Sound of Music, which we watched because I hadn't seen it, we have not watched a single Christmas thing.
Oh, this year? Wow.
Yeah, and I feel like, we're, 6 days away? We need to do something about that. So
squeeze something out.
We need to binge in some Christmas.
So, the thing that's most purely Christmas around here is probably Elf. We do Elf as well, but we always watch... the Muppet Christmas Carol every year.
Oh yeah, you know, it's been such a long time. That's one I should just put on the list because I haven't seen it in 10 years maybe.
I'd love that movie.
I think I watched it either last year or the year before or something, so like recently enough. Yeah. But before that, yeah, it had been too long. And there's like ones where you kind of like, oh, I need to watch that, and then New Year comes around, you're like, oh, I didn't watch such and such Christmas movie, and then you're like, I'm not going to watch it in January. Yeah.
It's a good time, though. It's a good time to celebrate Michael Caine's retirement from acting, and so you get to see him in one of his best roles. He's freaking fantastic in it. And his 60-year wedding anniversary. Good Lord, that guy's been married for a long time. Wow. The same person.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's awesome that way. Other than that though, I think we kind of try new stuff here and there. Of course, Kim likes all her stupid, you know, Hallmark crap.
Are you gonna watch the Lifetime Christmas show with the sex scene?
I mean, I will if given the opportunity. I'm not what subbing to that service, though.
Sexing? What? Is there full nudity? Frontal nudity?
Well, I don't know if there's nudity. I don't know if there's nudity, sure. Right? It's probably just like, you know, cozy bed shit.
Yeah.
Ain't no
cozy need. Bed shit.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it wouldn't get as much publicity.
Yeah. Yeah. If you, yeah, Brian, you make a good point, but I don't think Hallmark shows.
Well, it's a Lifetime.
Not Hallmark. Yeah. Lifetime. Does Lifetime do like tasteful nudity?
I don't know. Well, like light softcore, softcore.
I'm definitely curious about it. Not from a titillation standpoint, but more of a like, how are you going to totally?
I got to see
this?
Right. How do you work this into? And we found the plot is exactly, you know, it's big city, blah blah, goes back to her hometown and falls in love with blah blah,
local blah blah.
Is it good actors or is it like porn star actors? Because me and the guys we watched
big city cable repairman goes back.
We watched a Christmas horror parody of The Grinch called A Mean One or The Mean One, and it was like porn star level acting, like it was horrendous.
Really?
It was like funny towards the end. It actually wasn't a terrible movie.
I think The Grinch is The Grinch is open, not open source, but like open domain or public domain, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh no, they had some very carefully ways to get around saying The Grinch or Dr. Seuss. So instead they had Dr. Zeus, as in like the
Dr.
god
Zeus, yeah.
And anytime they went to say The Grinch, someone kept like shouting and interrupting, being like, order for Mr. Finch. Like, they just kept cutting away with it.
Wow.
But
thanks for the reminder of a thing not to see this year. I'm gonna avoid that movie and never watch it in my life.
Well, you know what you should see, Scott, since you were looking for like horror movies that Kim might like, is something I watched with the hashtag gore guys for their Patreon night. Is It's a Wonderful Knife, K-N-I-F-E.
Wonderful Knife.
And it has What's His Beak in it and Your Woman. So, you know, a great cast.
Came out this
those
year.
Two, What's His Beak and Your Woman. Yeah.
Hold on.
Justin Long's in it. Justin Long's in there.
What's His Beak.
Yeah. Oh, Joel McHale. We like Joel McHale.
Oh, love Joel McHale.
It was actually quite good, and it's only just come out in Shudder.
Oh, it's a Shudder original. That's what it is. Okay, here it is. It seems like it might be fun.
It's definitely got the vibe of Hallmarky because you want to punch Justin Long in the face. I don't think that's a spoiler to say because it's pretty obvious.
That
no, but Monica is a little upset with you that you stole her recommendal.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Monica. Now you guys are going to have to go to couples therapy again. Well, Claire, hope you have a beautiful, traditional, Celtic Christmas time. May Father Christmas come and take a big old dump in your fire pit, whatever. I don't know how it works over there. They do weird stuff over there.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to get roped into going to like midnight mass or something, but I'll figure a way.
Well, hopefully, maybe it'll be like the Netflix midnight mass. It'll be fine.
Maybe I was going to say, hopefully, it's not like the Netflix midnight mass.
It's going to be more fun than the real one. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
We'll have fun. Ho ho ho, and all that, and don't drink too much. All right. Thank you for hanging out with us today with our call now. Appreciate it, everybody. It's always nice to talk to a few familiar faces. We're going to get out of here. What's going on with DJ Axes? Like a vinyl question?
Oh, yeah. He wrote in and told me. So you remember we were talking about vinyl and the heavyweight vinyl, like 180-gram vinyl. Mm-hmm. So he says, about the heavier weight vinyl that we use today, I used to work in a mastering studio, and there's a limit to how loud music can be on a record because of the depth of the groove. It determines the loudness of the track before it gets to the amps and such. Heavier weight vinyl gives you more plastic to work with in order to pack more information per groove now. So you can add some depth and add some volume to it because it's thicker. The vinyl is thicker.
I had no idea that was even how that worked. Like, the depth of the vinyl impacts how much sound you can cram in there. That's crazy.
I know it is. It's wild. He's loving Disney Dreamlight Valley, but he's not enjoying the scramble coin aspect of it.
Oh.
And to that I say, give it time, DJ Axis. It took me a little while to love that, and now I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now. This game's pretty darn cool. All right.
Grown on you.
It has totally grown on me, yeah.
Real quick here, it's so funny to me, because even now, even after your explanation, there are certain technologies that are now old that still seem like magic to me, and they would be vinyl records. Feels like magic to me. How is that needle doing anything? Like, it's insane to me that
right,
works.
Right, right.
And how it worked for a long time.
The vibration of the grooves, the little nicks and ticks inside the vinyl causing
it's crazy
sound
to me. And then also, you know, old school TV, meaning over the air antenna receivership of, you know, I don't know, Good Times or whatever. How did that, how that never to this day seems like magic to me that that's even possible. If I would go to you and say MP3 music or digital streaming, I know how all that works. Mm-hmm. I know the technology behind it. I understand packet architecture. I understand how you deal with load and all this. Like, that's nothing to me. But these old ways, like audio tape,
I know analog stuff doesn't make any sense. Digital stuff, piece of cake. We can always explain digital stuff, but analog stuff, how the heck?
I know, and that's the stuff we grew up with. You think we'd be more pro about it, but
dialing a phone by turning a little knob and like having that,
a
number
exactly. How did it know? That stuff blows my mind, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Microwaves? Pfft, what the hell's going on there? Yeah.
How do they work?
All right, well, that is going to do it for today's show. And I want to thank our patrons for helping us out this December. If you're feeling generous or want to just give a little back to your favorite morning show, it's a great place to do it. Go check it out, patreon.com/TMS. We thank you for that. Without it, we have nothing. So please support us today. And thanks to everyone who does. That's going to do it for the show. Brian, we do have a show tomorrow and Thursday. It's normal week for the rest of the week.
That's right. Yeah. And a play date at the end of the week. A surprise earlier, open your Christmas present early play date on Friday.
That's right.
Stick around for that. Bob Decker, a.k.a. Scooby Dad, wrote in and said, "Hi, I have no witty S&B greetings. I've made 69 trips around our star.
Nice. Oh my
gosh. I will leave it up to the cover master to pick a song to honor the occasion. You guys in the Tadpool have helped me get through a couple of what seemed to me hard times. Love you guys. Please keep on being you. Scott, could I get an sausage followed by the horn guy?"
Yes, you can get this one.
Sausage.
Okay, there's one, and then you got
honk.
Oh, not that one. There he is. That's the real guy. Also, excellent. 69. We got to play this.
Happy birthday.
Good Lord, man.
Sung by an actual 69-year-old.
Yeah, very nice.
All right, so he said basically a cover of any Beatles song. Well, I mean, your birthday, it is the 69th birthday, and so it feels like this is the natural one to pick. Performed by Azadeh B. and Holmes Ives for the Beatles Regrooved album from 2005. In honor of your 69th, here's Come Together.
Oh, shut up, dude. Don't worry. I thought you were going to do that when I'm 64 or whatever the hell that song is.
Yeah, except that's 64. If he was 64, I totally would have picked that.
I know, but I was sure because it was so close. Yeah. My brain would not let go of the idea until you said that. That was perfect. All right. Here you go. Enjoy it. Have a fantastic freaking birthday. What a great milestone that is to hit. I hope we all make it there. And we'll see you guys all tomorrow. We'll be right back.
joker, he just do what he please. Come together right now. Over me.
frogpants.com.
Are you crying?
No.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.